You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's current energy crisis has been brewing for years, but it reached new heights of drama this week with an unprecedented move by the national regulator. Amid warnings of possible blackouts across the eastern states, the Australian Energy Market Operator took the step of suspending the national electricity spot market for the first time. In announcing the move, AEMO boss Daniel Westerman said the system had become impossible to operate and that its suspension would ensure reliable and secure supplies. Associate Professor of Economics at Monash University, Guillaume Roger, says the market had broken down.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mess. It's a complicated industry and there are lots of players, the interaction of, competitive markets and governments, and everybody wants to put things their own way. So it becomes also a bit of political football at the same time. But so it makes for something which is quite complicated after all.
So what exactly is the spot market and why had it broken down? In most of Australia, power is provided through the National Electricity Market, or NEM, which operates everywhere except Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Generators sell the power they create through the wholesale market to retail companies, which then sell it on to consumers, including households and businesses. Some consumers buy power through contracts, which set predetermined prices, and the rest is traded through what's known as the spot market. The director of the University of Melbourne's Energy Institute, Michael Breer, explains.
The spot market in the wholesale electricity market is an automated process that's run by the Australian Energy Market Operator. And that's essentially a single automated market where those who make the electricity, that could be the solar and the wind and the coal and the gas generators and the hydro generators, offer their electricity into the market, and a whole bunch of people who consume electricity for our homes, that's our retailers who represent us, buy that electricity. So this is constant auction between buyers and sellers, and it's running every 5 minutes, continuously, 24/7, 365.
But what's commonly being described as a perfect storm of factors has upset this finely tuned system. Global sanctions imposed on Russian oil and gas over its war with Ukraine have sent commodity prices soaring. And across Australia, the country's fleet of aging coal-fired power stations have had planned and unplanned outages, with about 20% of them offline. And then there's been a surge in demand as a winter cold snap hit the eastern states, with many places recording their coldest start to the season in decades. All these factors sent wholesale power prices upwards. Guillaume Roger again.
If we had the same circumstances, for example, for airlines, what we'd see is higher prices for airline fares, and then people would fly less, and that'd be that. But, right now in winter, I cannot really demand less energy because I've got a house to heat up, I've got little kids, and I've got to turn the lights on occasionally. So this electricity demand is extremely inelastic, and this is what makes for very high prices.
In response to the surging spot price, AEMO imposed a price cap on generators of $300 per megawatt hour. But generators say it costs them more than that to produce power, so the price limit was forcing them to operate at a loss. Rather than do this, some generators decided to withdraw from the system altogether, resulting in even less power to meet demand. Michael Breer says this is what prompted AEMO to again intervene.
When those generators offer their generation, they offer a certain amount of electricity at a certain price. But at the moment, many of them are not able to offer electricity at a price that is sufficient for them to even cover their operating costs, because these fossil fuel prices that they themselves have to pay for are just so high. So when the market is unable to close and settle at reasonable prices for consumers, amongst other reasons, AEMO, the market operator, has no option but to suspend operations, which it did yesterday.
AEMO will now take charge of setting the wholesale electricity price and can order generators to supply power when it's needed. Guillaume Roger says generators can apply to AEMO for compensation for any losses that they incur.
So the generators do seek to get, at least cost, if not more. $300 does not cover the cost for all of them. For most of them, it does, but not all of them. And there is a mechanism in place for them to then recover those costs ex post. So right now, we live in a crisis. $300 is it. Generators are called to supply. They have to supply. If it costs them 400 or 450, then they'll discuss that later with the regulator, and there's a mechanism in place for them to then, you know, just like bring your receipts and get a reimbursement. They'll do the same thing and they'll get a reimbursement.
Some critics have accused the generators of gaming the system and putting their profits ahead of their duty to provide Australians with an essential service. Michael Breer says he believes those players will be dealt with by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and the Australian Energy Regulator. He says the generators were acting in accordance with the law.
We are in unprecedented times of extremely high prices. It is certainly not reasonable to require someone to generate electricity at a loss. I'm not required in my daily work to contribute more money to my workplace than I get paid for, and neither should a company. So there are instances at the moment where the market, where it normally functions, would require generators to lose money.
AEMO says it will review its suspension of the spot market every day. And the move doesn't appear to have stopped the crisis, with people in New South Wales asked to limit their electricity consumption where possible just 24 hours later. Energy law professor at Deakin University, Samantha Hepburn, says she believes the freeze will allow AEMO to work out how to implement the national electricity rules in a manner which will make sense. She's calling for the government to implement a domestic gas reservation policy not tied to global prices as a top priority.
What we need to do is we need to make sure we've got a secure supply on the East Coast, a reserve of supply, so that energy retailers are able to purchase at a price that is connected with that reserve, and it doesn't mean that they're trying to get out of, you know, public interest responsibilities connected with generation. So that's the issue. And AEMO's come in and frozen the market, which it can do. It's obviously going to try and work out what the next stage is moving forward, because the disruption is enormous.
Households, meanwhile, are being told they may not feel any impact from the spot market suspension right away because it has more of an effect on wholesale consumers. But Professor of Economics at the University of Melbourne, David Byrne, says costs will flow through as the energy crisis drags on.
You can think of any company that has to pay power bills. So your local barista, the petrol station you go to, the supermarket, all those major food suppliers. Anything you buy in terms of that involves manufacturing or production, all of that takes electricity to produce. And we never really think of it. It just sits in the background, and we don't think of this as something that affects us in terms of keeping our lights on or in terms of the costs of all the things we buy and consume. But you'll see that pass through.
Alan Lee, SBS News.